What's the difference between a website and a web app? I think of a website as an exhaustive set of all of the functionality a provider offers. So if I think of something like Wikipedia, I think of the website as all of the articles, of course, but also all of the history for those articles, all of the details about users, all of the functionality available to users to create accounts and manage their account, all of the functionality available to moderators, admins, the metadata about articles and assets like images people have uploaded. It's the full Monty. Whereas with web apps, I think of web apps as providing streamlined functionality, often very nicely presented, and a subset of all of the services that a provider offers. And a web app, it doesn't have to be very large, as long as it gets a particular task done quickly. So an example with Wikipedia would be, say, a website, the web app, the most obvious one is just a reader, right? So a simple place where you can search for articles, browse if you're lucky, and read the article, and that's it. It doesn't let you edit the article. It doesn't let you look up all that metadata. Similarly, you could have another kind of web app for Wikipedia that would be a very streamlined, interactive experience for admins, so they can quickly, with one click, they could delete a revision someone's done, or they could ban a user. And it might be more cumbersome on the traditional website, but on the web app, it's very quick. They get this kind of stream of all the new incoming information. They can just click, 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 and let things go through if they want. So to me, that's the fundamental difference, is a website offering the exhaustive set of functionality versus an app being very specific. If you drill deeper, I think there are some other characteristics most people would agree on in common parlance between websites and web apps. Firstly, websites do tend to be more focused on information. So the traditional view of what we expect to see on the web, which is documents, things that you actually read, and maybe the ability to edit or create them as well, versus apps being, you know, purely interactive, as interactive as something like a game. But as I particularly use the example of Wikipedia just to show that even with something like Wikipedia, you can get apps out of it if you think about manipulating all that information space. Also with websites, they tend to be they tend to work without JavaScript, so they tend to be, you know, very standards based, and they'll be kind of an API. So there's this whole idea I like to talk about as the web is your API, right? That you should be able to easily scrape websites and so on, that you should have pure information coming out of the server. I think that's a whole separate debate about, you know, whether the website is spitting out HTML, or whether it's the newer model of just having a single page app pulling down RESTful services. That's a little bit beyond the scope here. But really, either way, the point should be that this website, one way or another, should be able to provide the full exhaustive set of services, not just to users, but also to machines, all the other apps and client-side apps and so on that want to actually scrape that data and make sense of it. So that's how I see the difference between websites and web apps.